Brad, we're talking about why something hasn't happened to this country at this point since 9/11. Why?
Well, you know, I think there have been things that have happened. You know, we had several years ago, we had that student, I believe it was in Oklahoma, who had been rooming with a young Muslim man who had him convert to Islam. The kid went to a radical mosque near his university and then tried repeatedly to get into a football game at the university stadium, was rebuffed by security, and detonated a suicide bomb vest outside the stadium. It broke windows everywhere, and they said he had committed suicide. Not that he was there to try to take as many people with him as possible. And they downplayed the Muslim angle and all of that kind of stuff. So I think we've had stuff happen here that people haven't, you know, connected the dots. We just had the FBI in Chicago do a great job of preventing an attack where they got a fake bomb to a Muslim terrorist who wanted to place it outside Chicago's Wrigley Field Cubs baseball stadium at the end of the Dave Matthews concert in a garbage can so that he could take out a bunch of people. We had the Times Square bomber. I mean, we've been incredibly lucky that people have not killed American citizens. But, George, I got to tell you, I think it's only a matter of time. And I hate to say it, we've got the best and the brightest working on this, and they've been very lucky. But as you and I both know, we have to be lucky 365 days a year, and the bad guys only have to be lucky once.
That's true. Now, are you saying this from gut, or are you saying this from inside information?
Well, there's plenty. I mean, I do have inside information on a lot of stuff, but there's just enough open source information that you and I can talk about openly on the air here. Listen, these guys don't stop. Look when Al-Qaeda hit the World Trade Center for the first time in 1993. They came back, and they did it again. And I'll tell you, you know, you have to take these people at their word. They are coming from us. And Faisal Shahzad, the Times Square bomber, said, "You ain't seen nothing yet." And he really means it. And, you know, you and I talked earlier about the stuff that that I'm afraid we're going to see here. I talked about an attack on the open side of security, the ticket counter side of security. I talked about movie theaters. And the other thing that, as a parent, George, just feels like somebody's wrapped an icy cold fist around my heart is that Osama bin Laden, after the attack on the school in Beslan, the school siege, said, "What I've done in Russia, I'll visit a thousandfold on the United States." And Al-Qaeda, in particular, is planning their attacks based on the breadth and depth of media coverage they can get. And what gives them the longest and deepest media coverage? It's attacking women and children. And I'm afraid we're going to see a school siege, if not multiple school sieges, here in our country. And it's going to be devastating to our economy as well, because what's the next day look like? As you and I talked about earlier on the show, about the movie theaters being empty after a rash of bombings on a Saturday night across the country. Once that school siege happens, we've already got an economy that's on its knees right now. If you're lucky enough to have two people in your house working, those kids don't go to school the next day. Mom or dad quits their job no matter how bad the economic times are, and one stays home and they start homeschooling them.
What happens when we get tough and say, you know what, we're not going to tolerate this. We're going to begin nuking you one city at a time until this stops.
Well, I agree with you. Osama bin Laden, again, you have to take these people at their word. You have to listen to
We know where he is. Take that whole mountainside out.
Well, I absolutely agree with you. He's the one who said that if you show people a strong horse and a weak horse, people are automatically attracted to the weak horse, or to the strong horse, excuse me.
Yes.
And that's what we've been projecting weakness. We have not been projecting strength, and we need to go after these guys. And you know what? We talked about airport security earlier, and I really like what the Israelis do. It's not necessarily profiling, but questioning people. You know, if we find a 99-and-a-half-year-old Nazi in this country, we deport him. We don't let him stay here. And we shouldn't tolerate radical imams, radical mosques, or radical Muslims. Anyone who preaches the overthrow of our government or the harm of fellow citizens, those people should be dealt with accordingly.